This is the Michigan Sports Network.
We're looking forward. We got a 24-hour rule, and we're going to enjoy this victory as a team, and then we're going to get ready to come home, Spartan Stadium. It's a Big Ten opponent, Nebraska. Nebraska is notorious for taking over. They travel tremendously well and taking over stadiums. I don't anticipate that happening in East Atlanta. Our nation is strong, and we have a team that's hungry with a chip on their shoulder, and we know that we are going to learn from this. We're going to continue to improve and get better, so we're going to get back to work. But I'm very, very proud of our organization, proud of our players. They played extremely hard today. I want to thank our fans. Our fans were tremendous.
Simply incredible. Mel Tucker, first off. Nebraska's notorious for taking over stadiums. They're not. You won't be able to find a ticket to get into that building coming up on Saturday. You're not going to be able to find a ticket. I'm telling you. It's going to be, I don't know how many people could fit Spartan Stadium. Was it 70,000? I would imagine all of those tickets will be accounted for and dispersed. Welcome back here. Hour number two of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids across to the Motor City. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21,000, Sports Radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. And you can find us online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Catlin is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Rhino underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Another text coming in. How about them Cowboys? What does AB do on weekends when the Cowboys and Spartans have huge road wins? How often does that ever happen with the Lions and the Wolverines having huge road wins on the same weekend? I don't know how all of a sudden the Dallas Cowboys became a qualifier for Michigan State. Very disappointed in my LA Chargers yesterday. Oh my goodness, to allow Dallas to do that. They let Dallas get a lead early. You know, that was the mistake. They had to play from behind. Justin Herbert was doing everything he could to try to get that team back in the ball game, but the defense just let them down. Dallas rallies and gets a really good win, considering
they allowed flags to be thrown.
And considering the fact that, you know, how they lost in week number one. Like, Dallas is good, don't get me wrong. I thought that the football team's defense would be able to carry them a little bit further than the Dallas Cowboys would be able to. But 20-17 was your final score. And, man, Greg Zuerlein, big booming kick there, 56-yarder. Difficult. It's fine by me. I get to see the LA Chargers, so I was happy with that. Any game that I can get to watch of theirs, I definitely want to tune into watching right tackle Storm Norton do his thing out there. Is always fun. And then Ola Adeniyi getting a huge sack, should have been a safety for the Titans. That game was a lot of fun. Yesterday's a couple of rockets on that team as well, Ola being one of them. I bet on the Spartans, so I was fine with the Spartans having a huge road win. We talked about that game all last week. I loved Michigan State in that contest. I felt like Miami was overrated. I feel like that's Miami's third loss. Like, they beat App State by 2 points. I'm not discrediting Miami. I'm just feeling like that's, they got housed by Alabama. You know, they played App State in a close game. Like, what did you think was going to happen when a good team went in there? I think Michigan State's a good team. I honestly do. I think they're a really good team. And I have no problem with a Big Ten team going down to ACC country and smacking them. And I know that a lot of people get very upset over, you know, you can't root for this team, or I'll root for just damn near anybody except for Ohio State. I did come to that conclusion. Like, I was cool. I, you know, bet with Michigan State, was hoping that they'd win, was rooting for Mel Tucker there to get that road win in Miami. I was openly rooting for Oregon, at the shoe. So it's like the Big Ten versus everybody, except for, we have an asterisk here, except for Ohio State. Like, watching them lose and watching their fan base implode was awesome. It's something that's, it's, you know, very rarely happens this early in the season, but it was fun to see. And how often does it happen with the Lions and the Wolverines to win on the same weekend? You know, if you're going to put the Cowboys, who have a pretty strong franchise history, a.k.a. America's team, I hate the fact that they're always on national television, but if you're going to say the Cowboys and the Spartans, I mean, why can't we get the Wolverines and, I don't know, like the Steelers or somebody? Why does our equivalent have to be, you know, what? Come on. What kind of setup is that? Like, if you said, how often do the Wolverines and the Steelers win on the same weekend? Sure, I can get down with that. I'd be cool with that. Although the Steelers didn't win, you know, yesterday. But there's the first random team that came to my head. How about the Wolverines and the Rams, right? Not necessarily similar colors, but a similar color scheme. And it looks like they both won. So there you go. I'm good with that. What happened to Tua, by the way, poor guy? My goodness. There's going to be a lot of injuries, a lot of stuff going on right now in the NFL. Join us, text the keyword sports radio, send it to 21,000, sports radio to 21000, or join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Here in hour number two on this Monday. I think Monday's the best day of the week. It is the 20th day of September, 2021, after a really good sports weekend. We're going to talk to Matt Shepard coming up at 7:35, but we're not going to do just baseball with him, as he is the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers on Bally Sports Detroit. We're also going to talk about college football. We'll get into the Lions as well, because obviously all things pointing to Monday night tonight, ton of football. We're going to hop into the college football top 25 coming up next. NFL scoreboard in hour number three with our Monday night football preview and just a massive game. And I do have that question, that kind of feeling that I know that, you know, there are no moral victories on a Sunday. And I know a lot of people are going to say same old Lions. But with what happened last Sunday against San Francisco, they lost the football game. They had a good comeback in which they made the game entertaining there at the end and got back into it, only losing by 8 points and covering the spread. If you had 8.5, you were feeling really good about things. If you were, you know, took San Francisco, you had to be feeling like you wanted to jump off a cliff. But was that last Sunday the same thing that we have been talking about now leading up to the season, throughout the preseason, on that what if, right? And I think this is one of our poll questions one day. Like, what if the Detroit Lions, what if it doesn't add up in the win-loss column, but they play an entertaining brand of football that is fun to watch, that is, you know, competitive, that is very, I don't know, reminiscent of what the Tigers and the Pistons have been doing lately, and even the Red Wings. Show improvement, getting better, playing competitive, but it just doesn't add up in the wins and losses. Was last Sunday a good example of that, yes or no? Because I don't really know. Like, they got in such a hole. San Francisco went to sleep there in the second half. Then they started to come back, but they made it entertaining.
No, last Sunday is what we've been watching for forever.
So you felt like that was more same old Lions?
Yeah. Get down big early and try to scramble the last 10 minutes of the game to make it look competitive on paper.
Well, I mean, it was competitive. Like, they had a chance at the end.
It was competitive for 10 minutes.
Well, that's a sixth of the game.
Okay. It was a, like...
And the first three drives. The first three drives with the fourth down conversion.
Yeah, there's a whole 2.5 quarters where... You didn't have to watch.
No, things went south.
This wasn't like the Rams-Colts yesterday where it was close the whole time. This wasn't San Francisco-Philly. This wasn't Rams or Ravens-Chiefs where it was must-watch the entire time.
There was more Carolina-New Orleans. Yeah, maybe not.
Like, there's nothing about that game takeaway, like, yeah, things are changing. Like, things were exactly the same last week.
Well, we'll step aside. We'll talk a little more football. We'll do a little college football. By the way, Urban Meyer and the gang lost again, 0-2. Let's go. Come on, Denver. All right, we're going to step aside. We're going into the college football top 25 next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one that you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Meijer guest line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 248-951-2176. Meijer is your official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Top 25 action here. Clemson and Ohio State slip back in the top 10. The AP College Football poll released on Sunday. Penn State and Nittany Lions jump up 4 spots to number 6. Feeling good if you are a Penn State fan. And even number 1, Alabama, had some issues. Get this. They beat Florida 31-29. Even though that they got 59 first-place votes, the overwhelming best team in the country. I'd really like to know the 3 voters who voted for Georgia here, why they believe that, why they believe that the defending champion is not the best team in all of college football. As long as they remain winning the games on their schedule and they still hold the belt, like, you got to beat the best to be the best. So nobody jumps Alabama until Alabama loses, period. Like, there's no way 3 people can think that Georgia's better than Alabama. Like, you can't say, like, oh, I think that this guy should be the middleweight belt holder. I think he's the best. Like, he's got to go beat the champion, and then he gets the belt. That's how that works. So I don't know who those 3 voters are, but they can take a hike. But the 31-29 game between Florida and Alabama, which was a thriller, was Bama's closest margin of victory. Get this, during its current 17-game winning streak. They've won 17 straight. 17. Georgia plowed South Carolina. Not really anything they can do there. Number 3, Oregon, they moved up a spot. Oklahoma slipped one after a close victory with Nebraska. So, yeah, Bama 1, Georgia 2, Oregon 3, Oklahoma 4. Iowa, number 5 for the second straight week. Penn State has its best ranking since the Nittany Lions were 5th on November 3rd of 2019. They beat Auburn on Saturday night, give them a jump, and 2 victories over ranked teams. Like, that's pretty impressive. Has Georgia done that yet? Number 9, Clemson. Number 10, Ohio State. They both won Saturday, but the Tigers managed a 14-point win against Virginia Tech. The Buckeyes, they looked awful against Tulsa. And Ohio State fans that I've been reading on Twitter, they're already ready for disappointment. Like, they are full-blown giving up on the season. Like, everything that I thought was going to happen after week 2, and then that Tulsa game, like, midway through, like, oh, just give the game to Michigan. This is a mess. This is the worst quarterback I've ever seen. This defense stinks. Fire this guy. Fire that guy. Oh, it's great. It really is. It's outrageous. But for Ohio State, 11th, the lowest ranking they've been in since 2014, when they took a week two loss to Virginia Tech. Buckeyes fell all the way to 23. They never lost again. And remember, that was 85 yards on the heart of the South or whatever from Ezekiel Elliott winning the national championship in the first college football playoff. The last time Clemson and Ohio State were both ranked below number 8, November 2nd of 2014. Clemson was 19. Ohio State was 13. Like, this is crazy how good they have been for so long. And it is beautiful, beautiful to watch them lose. And how Florida's ranked behind them at 2-1 with the best loss out of all of them. Like, what are we watching here, people? Like, Florida just lost to Alabama by 2 points. The overall overwhelming consensus number one pick, number one team in the country. Like, how was that team behind Ohio State and Clemson? That I don't know. Notre Dame is 12. Ole Miss is 13. Iowa State at 14. BYU 15. They're undefeated. Arkansas at 16. They're undefeated. Coastal Carolina at 17. They're undefeated. Wisconsin's 1-1. They're at 18. Michigan at 19. Michigan State at 20. North Carolina 21. Fresno State 22. Auburn 23. UCLA 24. And Kansas State 25. One of the big questions here is how in the world, with Michigan State off to their impressive start in year two of Mel Tucker, they're 3-0 by an average of 22 points. You take care of business on the road against Miami. They're ranked for the first time since October 5th of 2019 after that 38-17 victory against the Canes. So you feel pretty good, I think, about where you're at. Big Ten with six teams. They have number 5, 6, 10, 18, 19, and 20. That trails the SEC by one. They have number 1, 2, 7, 11, 13, 16, and 23. The Big 12 has three. The ACC has two. The Pac-12 has two. And then you have the American, the Mountain West, the Fun Belt, and there are two independents. So, like we said, Soldier Field will host Notre Dame and Wisconsin. This Irish team, unbeaten, but they're not any, like, Toledo should have beat them. Florida State is not good. That's the one thing we learned quickly about Florida State. The Seminoles are not good. They almost gave Notre Dame a heart attack. And I thought that you know, maybe Notre Dame, maybe Florida State was really that good to push Notre Dame. Maybe Notre Dame was that good to be able to pull away from Florida State there down in Tallahassee. But I think both of those teams are way overrated. And then you have Texas A&M against number 16, Arkansas. That's a Jerry's World in Arlington. The last time this was a ranked matchup was 2016. Once again, should be on campus. Say what you want. Texas A&M should also be in the Big 12, but, you know, it's, look, I got a lot of complaints when it comes to college football. That's just a few of them.
Here's
yes, sir.
I'm, like, so happy, like, that you, I'm happy for you guys as college football fans. Like, I love that both your teams are doing well.
You love us.
Both in the top 20 now. It's crazy. Like, I wouldn't have expected one of these teams to be ranked 3 weeks ago, if I'm being honest. But like we always talk about, like, yeah, they're 19 and 20, and they're sure technically 15 spots away from the college football playoff. It's just insane how good the top four teams really are. I mean, just so, I mean, I guess like 5 and 6, yeah, you know, they're comparable, but no one is anywhere near Alabama. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Florida's
how
close.
Every single
Florida played him close, and I think that's got to count for something, right?
I guess.
I mean, you only lost by two, but 17 straight wins in college football—that's insane. That's almost two seasons of undefeated football.
And they're not playing crap teams, you know. If you run down those wins, I mean, you would be mind blown, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll get one Citadel, right? And during Cupcake Week, a week that the SEC has, you know, granted a freebie for everybody. Outside of that, you know, they do get their cream puff warm up game, but they, I mean, the overall strength of their schedule, it's tough. It's tough sledding down there. You know, one loss teams, like I still cannot believe that the voters put Florida at 11 with, you know, two one-loss teams in front of them that did not lose to Alabama. Like, Ohio State lost at home to Oregon. Sorry, Oregon's not Alabama. And I know it's a simple complaint, and you might think that I'm overreacting a little bit, but if we're going to do these arbitrary rankings every week. Like, can you imagine if you had to rank the NFL? If you had to rank the NFL, and then that's how you were going to base your playoff is on these rankings? Like, you know how inconsistent it is? Like, there's like one consistency in the NFL. That's whatever team Tom Brady's on is going to be really good. Outside of that, it's really tough to predict what happens each week. There's really no rhyme or reason or science to any of it. But all in all, a really good weekend. Really good weekend. A lot of fun in college football. Great to have the sport back. And if you haven't seen it, the picture of the fireworks going off at Penn State for their night game. I'm gonna retweet it right now, so at least it's easy, you know, somewhat easy to find. But it's like fireworks, team taking the field, bands on the field, you know, here comes a team out of the tunnel, and it's beautiful. Sunset, like that should be blown up, and they should make that into some sort of painting on campus. Like, when you walk into the football facility, like, that's what you should see on the wall. Like, they need to go full scale on that. Like, it was pretty impressive. Double fireworks on the press box side and the scoreboard. Like, it was in a whiteout. Simply incredible. Simply incredible. So, a great atmosphere for Penn State and Auburn, and that's why these games, they need to be played on campus. We'll step aside. When we return, the voice of Tigers baseball, Matt Shepard, will join us. We're going to talk college football, Detroit Lions football, and the Tigers. That's all next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, the King of Sportsbooks, welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Lions or the Packers, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if either the Lions or Green Bay scores a touchdown. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack and everybody at the Eisenhower Center. They are the leaders when it comes to recoveries from brain injuries. They work with people on a daily basis. They help our veterans who have served our country. You can find out about the mission of John Cornack and his team at EisenhowerCenter.com. That is EisenhowerCenter.com. They are Michigan's leader in terms of traumatic brain injuries and what they can do to help people get back their lives.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.